We also looked at question five, and we did it, of course, the other way around. So we started off with insights from outside the church and then looked at the start of the question later on. And we started with an interesting account of an encounter at lunchtime here today with a couple from our group, with a couple of youngish Muslims outside, who had a bit of a discussion and then said that their or one of their fathers had died just recently, and what was important was how he lived rather than what he believed. And that's something that progressive Christians would generally speaking agree with, as well as those of other religions. Looking at insights from outside the church, that's a really wide subject, and we touched on different insights, firstly from the other major world religions, all of whom will have a view as to the nature of Jesus, and perhaps we can reflect those and help in our own understanding of what we think about the nature and activities of Jesus. For example, Hinduism would probably see him as one of the avatars of one of their gods, and therefore include Christianity as a subset of Hinduism, because that's what they tend to do. But there are also insights from the secular world, and what we came to is how one lives is more important than what one believes. One important insight was Jesus' behaviour was non-authoritarian. Secular or maybe other religions would see Jesus as not being an authoritarian figures. He was authoritative, but not authoritarian. But it tends to be a different story when you hear Christians talking about Jesus, where we all call him Lord. There was then a wonderfully inconclusive discussion about the nature of the meaning of miracles, resurrection, and transformation. And it says, which is ongoing. I'm not here, it isn't. Thank you.